is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump holds his first cabinet meeting, the first one of his new administration today, and Elon Musk will be at the table as the two men get set to launch round two of massive layoffs.
CBS News has confirmed the Federal Office of Management and Budget and the Office of Personnel Management will direct government departments and agencies to begin getting ready to execute employee reduction on what is described as a large scale. The budget and personnel offices have been preparing a memo with directions as first reported by CNN. The memo is expected to order reorganization plans that need to be submitted by March 13. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
The president has plans for undocumented, what he calls high-level people, to pay their way to legal status. He wants to offer gold cards at $5 million a pop. CBS's Finn Gomez.
Calling it green card plus privileges, essentially for people who want to come and gain residency in the United States. They'll get a gold card, but they have to have $5 million to invest in the United States to create jobs.
Lawmakers in the House have passed a budget framework for the president's agenda, with all but one Republican, Kentucky's Thomas Massey, voting against it. In favor, that is, Speaker Mike Johnson.
A lot of work yet to be done, but we're going to celebrate tonight, and we'll roll up our sleeves and get right back at it in the morning.
The proposal calls for $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, $2 trillion in spending cuts. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer warns if it wins final approval,
it will hurt so many people in so many different ways in every corner of America.
Plans have been firmed up for the next hostage-prisoner exchange in accordance with the Gaza ceasefire agreement. The BBC's Yoland Nell has details from Jerusalem.
Hamas officials now confirmed that the handover of these four hostage bodies, four Israeli men who were killed on the 7th of October, will take place tomorrow, along with the release of Palestinian prisoners and detainees.
A big oil producer is dialing back clean energy commitments.
I'm Vicky Barker in London, where BP has just announced it is slashing its once massive investments in renewable energy and ramping up production of oil and gas. So it's goodbye to throwing significant resources at sun and wind power, and hello again to, as President Donald Trump has put it, drill, baby, drill.
Times are getting tougher for many New Yorkers. A new report from Columbia University finds one in four can't afford essentials like food or medical care, with the city's poverty rate nearly double the national average in 2023. Researchers say it's climbed 7% since then. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Investigators in Kenosha started the day looking into a death. We're working on learning more, but at this point, the medical examiner in Kenosha County was seen assisting with the removal of a body from a home on 14th Avenue near 48th. That was just after midnight. Prior to the discovery, fire crews had been at the home. Details are few at the moment. 2 years after an attempt at a redevelopment, Twin Disc's former headquarters is again up for sale. A new listing has the historic 7-acre campus on sale at $3.4 million. The property's been vacant since Twin Disc relocated to Milwaukee in early 2023. The renewed effort comes after a previous deal to transform the property didn't work out. Police in Franklin say there's no threat to the public after two people were found shot in a home last night. A 66-year-old woman and a 65-year-old man were found inside of a home on Drake Lane. Both victims had been shot. The discovery was made after police were called to a report of a person seen on the ground inside the home. The victims have not yet been identified. Again, police say there's no threat to the public and that an investigation is ongoing. Before, only Red Devils and Trojans were eligible. Now, Eagles, Rebels, and Panthers are included. The Kenosha-based Mahone Foundation is expanding its CEO College Scholarship Program this year to include Racine High Schools. The foundation has been handing out the awards for 25 years, with nearly 400 scholarships given out so far. Interested students from both Kenosha and Racine have until the end of March to submit an application. You can read more and get a link at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin with a win over Washington at the Kohl Center, 88-62. Head coach Greg Gard on the Badgers' fast start.
We were in attack mode from start to finish, and really, I don't think I'll go through the film and look at the possessions, but I don't think we ever really relented.
In Milwaukee, Marquette beat Providence by 30 points, 82-52. NBA, the Bucks shots came up short. They lose in Houston to the Rockets, 100-97. At the NFL Combine in Indy, the Packers asking for the league to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. We really haven't had very many discussions about it. I'm sure we will over the next few weeks as we head into the owners' meetings.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
I think that the competition committee will do a good job of looking at everything. Just because it's a successful play for us doesn't mean that it should go away.
That's the Eagles' Nick Sirianni with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely today. Our high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind will be south, switching to the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 42 on Friday. Partly cloudy but breezy with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Flying to me is boring. Oh, yeah. You got to make it fun. Here's a fun thing to do when you're flying. When the guy next to you falls asleep, put your life vest on, your oxygen mask, and yell, "We're going down." You'll definitely get the armrest after that. One time I flew to Australia. It takes like 2 days to get there. And when you get there, it's earlier than when you left. When I landed, I called my house. I picked up the phone. I'm back in town. I'm hanging out with my family, you know, my dad. You know when you're young, you think your dad's Superman, and then you grow up and you realize he's just a regular guy who wears a cape and... My dad was in the Navy, you know, so he's got these stories, you know, but he always mixes them up with other stories, so you never know what he's talking about. He's like, one time we were surrounded, then we ran out of ammo, then we were fighting hand to hand, then we started dancing, and that's how I met your mother.
Nice. Oh, yeah, the Beach Boys. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I'm excited to say it's raining because I'm used to saying it's snowing. Yeah, it's raining right now. Not a lot. We're looking for a high today of 41. Cloudy chance of rain tonight. Lows 33. Cloudy with a high near 42 tomorrow. I like those temperatures. The snow is melting. Don't you love it? I was able to put my garbage pails out on the front strip. A little bit of snow there, but at least they're not going to topple over. Last week, we all had to put them in the street because there was nowhere to put the garbage pails. It's 610 at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and we've got tickets to give away this morning to Gabriel Iglesias coming to the Wisconsin State Fair. Can't wait for that. Also, we have tickets to see, and in this corner, Cassius Clay, a great production at the Racine Theater Guild. All that's coming up right here at WRJN. But first, I'm checking my back door. Here's CCR, WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits at 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, 1400 AM everywhere.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Looking out my back door, this giant doing cartoons. That you're wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patroller listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magician.
It's a WRJN with Creedence looking out my back door. So this guy, wrongly accused of murder, just got released from prison in Hawaii after 30 years behind bars. He says the one thing he found weird so far is everyone's looking at their phones all the time. Gotta remember, there were no cell phones when this guy was around 30 years ago. Now he comes out, people are looking at these little tiny boxes in their hand wherever they go. Wow. 6:13 with Dion at the Belmonts. Local news, Tamla's hits. Rain today, highs near 41. Right now, some drizzle, 37 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart. Cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you.
must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Must I be a teenager in love?
The Belmont's Teenager in Love. 6:15, local news, Tamla's Hits here at WRJN. Rain with a high near 41 today. Cloudy chance of rain, lows 33 tonight. Almost at 83. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high near 42. Right now, it's raining and 37 degrees here at Radio Park. How many hours have you wasted playing games on your cell phone? A British woman's Candy Crush addiction. You know Candy Crush, right? Just earned her a cool $215,000 payout in court. She got hooked on it after her doctor put her on a high dose of meds that can mess with people's impulse controls. The court ruled they should have warned her about that side effect. So for playing Candy Crush, she got $215,000 because she couldn't help herself. Isn't that something? Pete Schwabe now. Here's the entertainment beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There is streaming news as Oscar-nominated films make their way to the small screen, with the Academy Awards right around the corner. A Complete Unknown is now available to stream. The Bob Dylan biopic is available on Amazon Prime, but it ain't cheap. The film could be rented for $24.99 or purchased for $29.99. So if you really want to see the film before the Oscar broadcast and have a kidney to spare, go ahead and sell it and check out this really good movie starring Timothy Chalamet, Ed Norton, and Monica Barbaro, all of whom are nominated for an acting Oscar. Wicked pulled in $727 million globally, which is the most ever by an adaptation from a Broadway show. The film is now also available to watch at home. It broke records on its first week of digital release, which began December 31st, and pulled in another $70 million. If you have Peacock, you can watch the film March 21st for a much more sensible price. Nickel Boys is also now available to stream for $20 on Fandango at home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic physical therapy or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
What if your limited inventory had unlimited potential? What if your biggest risk was not taking one? What if you could make every move matter? Bank of America's business solutions can help bring your biggest what-ifs within reach. Find out how our digital tools, cutting-edge insights, and trusted expertise can work for your business. What would you like the power to do? Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
At Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and loved ones on goals seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illness live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. Once again, that's HospiceAlliance.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Dogs and Cream in Racine, where happiness is served on a bun. When you're craving warm, comfort food on a chilly day, Dogs and Cream has you covered. Made to order, from yummy chili dogs to loaded Chicago dogs and gourmet pretzel dogs, every bite is pure satisfaction. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Blues Fifth Dimension 622. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Rain today with a high near 41, 37 in rain right now here at Radio Park. You know, you can work hard, spend smart, climb the ladder at work, or just do something dumb on TikTok and monetize it. Here's the latest TikTok challenge. Drop heavier and heavier things on your foot to see how much it hurts. One guy went viral after doing it with a hammer, a space heater, and a cordless drill. Now, I guess every generation of kids did stupid things. Before me, kids used to try to get how many people they could into a phone booth. People did dumb things. This is the dumbest I've ever heard of before. It just doesn't make any sense. 623 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Finally nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands. Oh, you're looking good. I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. We're going to do the twist. Let's twist again.
want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
Don't we all feel like that sometimes? No, I do. Here come the turtles. You showed me. It's 626 here at WRJN.
You showed me how to do exactly what you do. How I fell in love with you. Oh, it's true. You say in that very special way. Oh, it's true. You fell for me too. And when I tried it, I could see you. And now you love me too. Say in that very special way. You taught it to me too, exactly what you do, and now you love me too.
Turtles, you showed me. Local news, Tampa's hits, WRJN 629. Well, if you ask travelers what they would like the airlines to offer, people would say free baggage, free Wi-Fi, compensation for delayed flights, and well, some of these days, a safe landing. But most people wouldn't have asked for this. JetBlue now offering a new program which supposedly will reimburse you if it rains on your vacation. They have to book an eligible travel package through them. And it's added cost, similar to travel insurance. But still, when it comes down to it, if I had to ask the airlines for one thing, I think it would be a safe landing. I think everybody wants that. Did you see what happened in, was it Chicago yesterday? When a flight was coming in, I think a Southwest flight was coming in, and there was another plane on the runway. The pilots calmly lifted the plane up again, went around, and landed it. The passengers on the plane said, they really didn't know what was going on because the pilot was so calm, acting like it's an everyday occurrence. He just said, we're going to go around again. We'll be back there in one more extra minute. That's the pilot I want on my flights. That's the guy. It's 6:30 on the nose. Let's see what's going on this morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In what's now seeming to be a trend, Racine County authorities have made their eighth arrest this year related to child sexual abuse material. A 17-year-old from Racine has now been arrested following a tip from a national organization. The sheriff's office says the teen had the images and videos on his Google account, with multiple devices found during a search. Investigators say the 17-year-old admitted to viewing and possessing the material. The charges are for homicide of a human and a dog. In court yesterday, the Kenosha man accused of stabbing a homeowner and his pet was bound over for trial. That means there's enough evidence to proceed for 41-year-old Justin Tursick. On February 3rd, police say Tursick stabbed Andrew Fankush at a home that used to be owned by Tursick's grandmother. Fankush had just moved in. Tursick remains locked up on $1.5 million bond. Another court date is set for March 13th. 10 federal employees at the Milwaukee VA were let go this week. It's part of the Trump administration's effort to reduce government spending. The impacted employees include at least three veterans. The American Federation for Government Employees has announced it's suing the federal government over the firings. It's part of a larger nationwide termination of 1,400 VA employees. For more about this weekend's Thrive event downtown, check out the Racine County Eye. The event spotlights wellness. You can learn more about how to feel better at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
As these temperatures start to warm up, you may be thinking about heading outside to enjoy nature, whether that be with hiking or fishing or any other activity. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and I was able to catch up with Sergeant Kyle McNally with the Dane County Sheriff, Marine, and Trails Department, and he was able to share some tips to make sure that you stay safe during your outdoor activities.
Dress properly, but sometimes that doesn't mean layer it all on to where you're sweating walking, because when you stop, that sweat will turn and make you very cold. Again, we always like to let people know where we're going. We've had some calls where it's been helpful that people have one of those apps that shows where you are. There's several of them out there. This time of year, too, it's hard to remember to drink water. It's not hot, so you don't want to end up way out on a trail somewhere dehydrated and fall out. That can cause a problem, too. But carry some extra clothes with you. Have a backpack you can stuff your coat in when you're starting to get hot. It's just plan for the day.
McNally just wanted to remind everyone that if you are planning to go outside and participate in activities, just to check up the rules and regulations of the place you're going to make sure that you're not doing anything illegal. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Well, hold on to your britches, everybody. It's time to go nuts at the Springfield Corners Testicle Festival. March 8th, you can enjoy deep-fried delicacies along with ice-cold beverages and live music by the Lights Out Band. Join me, the fabulous Farm Babe, along with the rest of the Midwest Farm Report team at Springfield Corners for your chance to win concert tickets and to try some fried Rocky Mountain oysters. It all kicks off after 2 p.m. on March 8th. Springfield Corners. See Facebook for more details.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. Recently, Congressman Derek Van Orden has introduced the Protecting Mothers and Infants Access to Milk Act. This bill aims to restore the maximum monthly milk allowance for families while using the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children. Also, the DNR wants to remind all residents that if you have a shanty on the ice, to make sure that you have it off in time as those deadlines are quickly approaching. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely today. Our high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind will be south, switching to the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 42 on Friday. Partly cloudy but breezy with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
I waste endless amounts of time, endless hours watching TV. TV that I can't believe I'm watching while I'm watching it, but I can't turn it off. This is the best example of the last 6 months. About 3 months ago, I watched Martha Stewart build a hammock for a cat. Swear to God. I don't even have a cat. was just so astonished that a human being could reach this point in their life where you are literally this out of things to do, and there's enough free room in your brain for the thought to get in while looking at the cat. I don't think he's comfortable enough. I see him in a hammock with a martini. I think Martha Stewart is evil. I can't prove that. Her little project, she's like, well, this should only take 30 minutes. For you, you had 10 guys shopping for this for 4 days. You go to Home Depot and try to find cat hammock carpet.
At 6:38, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, here's a unique how did we meet story. A guy in China hit a woman with his car. Now they're married. She was on her e-bike. I don't know what that is, but she was on an e-bike when he slammed into her in December of 2023. Broke her collarbone, but he visited her every day in the hospital, and they fell in love. Well, this month, they got married. They even have a baby on the way. Congratulations. It's funny how you meet people, slam into them with your car, and then you get married to them. That's kind of odd. It's 6:39. I didn't meet my wife that way. We met in church, I think. Yeah, that's where we met. Nobody slammed into anybody. 6:39, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
Learn.
Rascals, Young Rascals, or just the regular Rascals. People got to be free. 6:30, make it 6:42 at WRJN. Today, some rain. Highs near 41. Cloudy, chance of rain tonight. Lows around 33. Cloudy with a high near 42 tomorrow. Hopefully all that snow will be gone. It's gone from my front lawn. Now we're going to get those side strips all de-snowed. It's raining a little bit now. 37 degrees here at Radio Park. All right, a restaurant says they believe a woman went into their restroom last week and stole a $200 sink and some pipe work. Interesting. My question is, weren't any of the employees curious when the woman left out the front door with the sink and the pipes? Didn't that, like, raise a question in their head or anything like that? You'd think it would. Hey, we got tickets to see Funny Man Gabriel Iglesias at the State Fair. Your chance to win coming up in just a couple of minutes right now. Here's Martha and the Vandellas. Vandellas dancing in the street, 6:45 WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Some rain in the forecast today with a high near 41. Rain in 37 right now here at Radio Park. Hey, Funny Man, the fluffy guy, Gabriel Iglesias, is coming to the State Fair on August 7th. One of America's most successful stand-up comics. Popular not only on stage, but also social media, YouTube, Netflix, and Nickelodeon. He's got the stage to himself at the Wisconsin State Fair Friday, August 7th. And guess who's going to be in the audience? One of you. Give me a call right now if you haven't won anything with us in the past 60 days. 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. And I'll give you a pair of tickets to see Gabriel Iglesias at the Wisconsin State Fair Friday, August 7th. Sounds like a long way away, but it's going to be here before you know it, right? 262-634-9756. Phone lines are open. I'll plunk down on a caller, and we'll give away those tickets right here at WRJN. 262-634-9756.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
bob and weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow-era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at RacineTheater.org.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think to me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know where. Spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking on your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, baby, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.
Sweet baby James Taylor, you've got a friend. 6:53, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Rain in the forecast today with a high near 41. Cloudy chance of rain tonight. Lows around 33. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 42. Don't you like hearing about those 40-degree temperatures? I do. Rain, 37 degrees right now at Radio Park. Some drizzle, some light rain. It's not heavy-duty rain we're talking about here. I see the Tooth Fairy's been hit with declining wages. Payouts dropped to $5.84 per tooth over the past year. That's down 39 cents from the year before. I guess inflation hits everybody, huh? Kids in the West get the most, $8.54 per tooth. I don't want to tell you what I used to get. I used to get a quarter. I used to check under my pillow all night long, see if the tooth was still there, and the money was there instead. You know, if I was a kid, I think I'd want to move out west and start tooth extraction right away at $8.50 a tooth. It's kind of worth it, huh? Ah, Jan, the techniques now.
Ready or not, here I come. Gee, that used to be such fun. Apple peaches, pumpkin pie. Who not ready or not? That's a game we used to play. Yeah. Hide and seek was its name.
Pumpkin Pie, Jan the Techniques, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN. Here's an unpleasant thought for this morning. One in four Americans have dropped their phone, keys, wallet, or purse in the toilet of a public restroom. If that ever happened to me, I'd just flush it. I'll find a new one. What can I do? Yeah, I'm not going to go fishing for it. 657 local news, 10 of the hits, WRJN with the Partridge Family.
I go downtown and roam around, but every street I walk, I find another dead end. I'm on my own, but I'm so all alone. I need somebody, so I won't have to pretend. I know there's someone just waiting somewhere. Yesterday, I'm dead on my feet from walking the street. I need somebody to help me find my way. I've gotta get out of this town. Before I do, I'll take a last look around. So, does somebody want to be wanted like me? Where are you? Does somebody
no different from anybody else. I start each day and I end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
Doesn't somebody want to be wanted? David Cassidy, Shirley Jones, and crew. It's 7 o'clock at WRJN. Before we head to the news, plan to visit Memorial Hall this weekend, March 1st and 2nd, as the Racine County Eye presents the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. See trends in home remodeling, energy efficiency, and wellness practitioners, along with sustainable living experts. You can see live demonstrations, too. It's happening this weekend, 10 to 4 each day. Tickets are at the door. Just $10. Now, it's 10 to 4 Saturday, 10 to 3 on Sunday, I think, right? I'm pretty sure those are the hours. Tickets to the door, just 10 bucks. WRJN will be there, too, featuring some live broadcasts and saying hi with more info at the RacineCountyEye.com. Just check out RacineCountyEye.com, and you'll find out. It's 7 o'clock at WRJN. Let's check news, see what's going on.